grandkids, and welcome to the Stunt Granny audio interview series. I don't know why that was a mouthful. This week, I am here with Jock Sampson, who will be at New Ohio 7, which will be held this weekend in conjunction with the Arnold Sports Festival at the Bricker Building at the Expo Center, 717 East 17th Street, right here in Columbus, Ohio. Go to their website or their Facebook page if you would like tickets to see the gentleman I've already mentioned, Jock Sampson. How are you doing tonight, Jock?
Oh, buddy, I'm doing great today. How about you?
It is another day in the big city, getting ready for the big event that is downtown here. It is a very large event that you will be participating in. And it is always the weekend of my birthday, which makes things pretty interesting for yours truly. And lots of wrestling has been involved the last few years, which is great.
Well, the people of New Ohio are just trying to get their name out, get the company name out, and by doing a lot of different things, and doing the Arnold is one thing doing it, but booking Jock Sampson, on your shows is another reason, because I am a world-traveled wrestler. I think I'm the only one there who's actually traveled the world to wrestle. So,
and where
they're trying.
Abouts have you been in the world of professional wrestling?
Well, like I said, I've been everywhere. Canada, Idaho, all the big places, of course. I've been to Australia, I've been to Hawaii, I've been to all these places. Name someone up there on the New Ohio roster that has been in a car more than me, or a plane, or a boat, or wherever the hell.
Well, some of the possible opponents for you, because it's going to be a long weekend of wrestling for you with the 58 match round robin tournament that you're involved in here for the and this is for the New Ohio Heavyweight Championship, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's for the NOW, the very first NOW Heavyweight Champion. I tell you what, it's going to look great at my house when I win this. I'm going to beat everybody. I'm just going to tell you right now, buddy, I'm going to beat everyone in under 2 minutes, because I am a really good wrestler, man. I'm really good at what I do.
That would be pretty impressive. Do you think that you can do that to someone who maybe could participate in the Arnold Fitness Classic, someone like the Black Superman Onyx, who is a very large gentleman himself?
He's a strong guy. He's very strong, but I'm smarter, I'm faster, and I know him probably better than anybody, and I've been in the ring with him probably about 25, 30 times. I know him better than he knows himself. I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to press slam him. Because I'm just that strong. I'm just that damn good. I stay up all night with numerous ladies, and I'm always press slamming them. So I'm sure I could press slam him. So, shit. Under 2 minutes.
Well, if you're not worried about his size and strength with someone like the baddest man on the planet, Aaron Williams, cause you any concern?
As far as I know, I've never been in a ring with Aaron Williams. And that ain't been on my choice. That's been on because of him. He doesn't want to get in the ring with me. He's scared to get in the ring with me. He says he's the baddest man on the planet. Well, he possibly cannot be the baddest man on the planet, because the baddest man on the planet resides in Nelsonville, Ohio, and it's Jock Sampson. He comes from Dayton, Ohio, and, a lot of people there in Dayton, Ohio, that's a pretty terrible city. I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for Narcan, the city of Dayton wouldn't be surviving. So, you know, he goes down there with all those rock star pro people, and those people down there are idiots. They got a lot of good wrestlers down there, and Aaron Williams is a very good wrestler. But, you know, I've kicked guys' asses who said they were the baddest man on the planet, but, you know, you're talking to the baddest man on the planet, baby.
Well, do you think, Juice Williams that, New Ohio Wrestling may have it out for you, or,
Juice who?
Are they in favor, Juice, Jennings?
Oh, do I think they have it out? Look, you know, that was my bit a long time ago. You know, everyone wants to think that everyone's out to screw them. You know, but everyone's always been out to screw Jock Sampson because, you know, they know I got a big mouth, and that's true. I say what I want. You know, I do what I want. But I've beat Juice. I wrestled Juice Jennings at War Wrestling, where I became the War Wrestling heavyweight champion when I beat him. You know, I'm not worried about him. He can go ahead and cry this or that. You know, while I'm out there going to kick people's asses. So he can go ahead and cry around and, you know, think everyone's screwing him over. But Jock Sampson's probably been screwed over more than anybody in the history of mankind. So him crying around is just like Hillary crying around. You know, Hillary just got beat. So go ahead and cry, Juicy. Go ahead and cry, boy. You know, I don't want to have to spank you.
Now, I do believe you have had some dealings in the past at New Ohio Wrestling with the handlebar haberdasher, Marion Fontaine.
Is he in this tournament?
Yes, he is, sir.
He's in this tournament? Well, that makes me even happier right now. I'm going to beat his ass. I beat his ass 3 times. I'm going to keep on beating his ass. I'm sick. Entire that stupid mustache. You know, I'm if he draws my number, I'm dropping him on his head. Plain and simple. Sick and tired of him. New Ohio and a Remix Pro. AIW, I'm sick and damn tired of that boy. Sick of it.
Would you say that since you're the self-proclaimed gigolo, that you will have the stamina to last for this whole 2-day tournament?
Do you know how much a gigolo bangs, brother? You know how many long hours I'm up beating cheeks? I mean, it's not an 8-hour job, man. It's a 16-hour job. It's like every hour on top of the hour, I'm beating cheeks. I'm making some beautiful woman or some ugly woman just scream and moan and cry. I've got the poor, you know, I've got the stamina to last me till rapture. So I'm just fine, boy. You don't have to worry about my stamina. I'm going to drink all day, and I'm going to bang all day. That's it.
Well, are you worried about this tournament infringing upon your time in the bedroom?
Well, like I said, I'm only going to be out there 2 minutes of time. I'm going to beat everyone under 2 minutes. I'm going to win all my matches. You know, and in between matches, I'm sure I'll have time. I'm sure all the fitness models will be over here checking me out anyway, so.
the fitness models will be checking out Mr. Jock Sampson here at NOW7 in conjunction with the Arnold Sports Festival at the Bricker Building this weekend, March 3rd and 4th in Columbus, Ohio. Do you have any parting shots for us before we head on out the dusty trail here, Mr. Sampson?
You know, if NOW is smart, they would just go ahead and give me the belt and just let everyone do a tournament for second place. All these guys are superb athletes and wrestlers in their own right. They may be this and they be that, but I have the experience. I'm a world traveler. I've been wrestling for 14 years. You know, I have sex with about 25 women a day, and that takes a lot of stamina. I can do it. I'm the man. Ain't no one going to beat me. And if I get in the ring with Onyx, I'm going to press slam him, playing some, picking him up over top of my head, and I'm going to throw him over at the Columbus crew table because I want those assholes out of my sight right now. I'm sick of soccer. Get the hell out of my state.
Okie dokie. Well, thanks for joining us, and hopefully you can join us again in the future for other New Ohio events.
All right.